You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. It's WHYY at 6:45. The way doctors treat people with COVID-19 has changed rapidly over the past year. Zoe Reed with WHYY's Health Desk Help Desk has more on the latest treatments for patients.
Though there's not a lot that can be done for people with mild symptoms of COVID-19, there have been great strides. Recently infected patients who don't require hospitalization can get monoclonal antibodies. They're laboratory-made proteins that mimic the immune system's ability to fight off viruses. The treatment makes it less likely a patient's symptoms will get worse. It's often recommended for people with chronic conditions who are at risk for severe illness. Hospitalized patients with mild to moderate symptoms often receive steroids to reduce inflammation. They might also receive the antiviral medication remdesivir. It's safe to use, but studies show mixed results of outcomes. Doctors treat patients with severe lung problems with anti-inflammatory medication. They often provide oxygen support like high-flow nasal therapy, which is less invasive than ventilators. Many treatments have changed over time. For instance, doctors no longer use the anti-malarial drug hydroxychloroquine. Another treatment that got a lot of buzz early on was convalescent plasma, which contains the antibodies of recovered COVID patients. But it's being used less often now because the benefits are not entirely clear, though studies are ongoing. And while they were not recommended during the early days of the pandemic, many physicians treat COVID patients with steroids now.
In the first wave, because we did not know steroids worked, there are possibly people who could have been saved who were not saved.
Dr. Nitin Puri is the co-medical director of the Center for Critical Care Medicine at Cooper Health. He says patient outcomes have improved dramatically, with some nuance.
Overall, the prognosis improved, but if you made it to the intensive care unit and you're on a ventilator, people in the second wave did worse, amongst the most critically ill.
He also says the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine has reduced serious illness and death.
We've gone from multiple intensive care units filled with people of all age groups, young to very old, to now COVID is a negligible part of our hospitalized population. The vaccine is a game changer. I've never felt so proud of a medical advancement in my lifetime.
Physicians are still concerned about the Delta variant, which now accounts for more than 80% of new cases in the U.S. COVID fatalities also rose by almost 50% over the past week. Dr. Vinay Maheshwari is the Hugh R. Sharp, Jr. Chair of Medicine at Christiana Care.
We know that the Delta variant can be prevented in terms of disease progression and severity progression with the vaccine. Getting both doses of the vaccine is going to be extremely helpful and will be our biggest deterrent against an increase or rise or surge in overall cases and then hospitalizations.
There are many other studies underway for COVID treatments, including research on blood thinners and using stem cells to regenerate damaged lungs. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.